We present All Gas and Gators. Episode 9, The Bishop Gives a Party. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nemo, and John Barron, with this week's guest, Naomi Chance as Hilary Pugh Critchley, and Joan Sanderson as Mrs. Pugh Critchley. It's morning in the study of the bishop's palace, and the bishop, who is about to dictate a letter to his domestic chaplain, stirs and drinks a glass of bicarbonate of soda.
Oh, right, Newt, are you ready?
Yes, my lord, yes.
My dear Dean and Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
And Mrs. Pugh Critchley?
What on earth can I say?
What on earth?
No, don't.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah.
But what shall I write?
Oh, I wish I knew. Can't you think of something?
Well, how about thank you for inviting me to your party last night. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
All right, I suppose so. Stick that down.
Nice to hear them all.
Enjoyed myself. Enjoyed. Oh, this indigestion.
Well, drink some more bicarbonate of soda, my lord.
Right. Oh, now, where were we?
You are thoroughly enjoying yourself.
The memory of Mrs. Pugh Critchley's cream puff will remain with me always. And not only the memory.
Where's they like, my lord?
Not conspicuously neat. She appears to have mixed some cement powder with the pastry. Just be grateful you had to go to your boys' brigade meeting last night.
Oh, I was, my lord. Between ourselves, I'm not very good at parties. I get a nervous giggle.
Yes, but you got more than a nervous giggle last night, neat.
Was it like Canon Haywood's party, my lord, when we all sat around with a glass of sherry and a paste sandwich for 3 hours while Canon Haywood tells all about the time that he met the Archbishop of Canterbury on the roof garden at Derry and Tom?
No. No, Newt, it was not. We had Jenny's crackers, lemonade, paper hats, and played games.
Games? Hey, what sort of games?
Musical bumps.
Musical bumps to the deanery.
And not only musical bumps, but sardines, hunt the slipper, postman's knock, oranges and lemons, our old granny doesn't like tea. You name it, we played it.
Oh, Moses. But what made the dean give that sort of bump?
Well, you know, the archdeacon and I asked the same question, and it seems the answer is the dean has neither given a party nor been asked to one since his 8th birthday, and it's the only sort of party he knows anything about.
Oh, I see. But who else was there, my lord?
Oh, Canon and Mrs. Haywood, the precentor, Prebendary Potter and his sister. Oh, yes, and a Miss Chapper. An old school friend of the dean's wife.
Miss Chapper? Do I know her, my lord?
Not if you're lucky. She was my partner in a game called Sweethearts.
Oh, I love that, my lord. That's the one where you're a famous lover and you have to find your partner and then you go out of the room...
Yes. Exactly. Now, that may be all right when one is 8, but at my age, having to leave the room alone with an unknown lady like Miss Chapper, well, it's not the sort of thing I care to do.
Who were you, my lord?
Well, Miss Chapper was Eve.
And you drew Adam?
Yes. Oh. From that moment, she seemed to think we were in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, that explains it.
Explains what?
Well, a box of apples has been left at the back door. I wondered who they were from.
A box of apples? Oh, no, this is too much. I will not be pursued in this.
Through the front door bell, my lord.
I know that, Newt, but who's ringing it? That's the point.
Well, it's probably... Oh, my lord. You don't think it could be Miss Chatter, huh?
Well, after last night, nothing would surprise me.
Well, I'll go and see.
Yes, Newt. Say I'm with the Archdeacon.
With the Archdeacon. I think so, my lord. Oh, Archdeacon, good morning.
Good morning, Newt. The bishop in?
Yes, but he can't see you, I'm afraid. He's with the Archdeacon.
But I am the Archdeacon.
Oh, yes, so you are. Well, you better come in. Yes. the Archdeacon, my lord.
Oh, Henry. How are you after last night?
Not too good, Bishop. I think I pulled something in the musical bumps.
Oh.
Don't, Henry. I've been telling Newt.
Have you told him about your conquest? You know, Adam.
Oh, really, Henry?
Yes, Archdeacon Bishop told me.
He has, has he? Well. Have you heard from Eve this morning, Bishop?
Henry, don't be absurd.
But what about the apples, my lord?
Apples? What apples?
Well, a lovely box of apples has been left at the back door, and the bishop was wondering whether Miss Chaffer had put them there.
I wasn't wondering anything of the kind.
Oh, you were, my lord. You knew you were. Don't you remember, you said after last night...
Luke, will you please go and get me some more bicarbonate of soda?
Bicarbonate of soda? Yes, all right, my lord, of course. Yes, certainly.
Come and sit down, Henry.
Thank you, Bishop.
Henry.
Yes, Bishop.
I don't find it funny.
No, Bishop. Sorry.
And I certainly can't think what you're laughing at.
Because I left the apples there.
You did? Whatever for?
Old Jones at Ringmold asked me to.
Did he? How very nice of him.
Wasn't it?
At least they're not from Miss Chaffer.
No, Bishop, no. Are you disappointed? Disappointed? I thought you'd taken a shine to her.
Henry, for your information, I am not interested in Miss Chaffer or any other woman.
Aren't you, Bishop?
No, not in that way. Not any longer.
Well, do you think you're wearing your gaiters too tight?
No, Henry. What I mean is, the fires have burned low. I find myself on a plateau of tranquility. Above the storm of passion, no longer a prey to those strong infatuations that sweep men off their course. It's wonderfully restful.
It must be, Bishop. Did you know I was engaged once?
Where are you, Henry? When was that?
1916.
No idea. What happened?
The old story, Bishop. A wartime romance. Clutching at moonbeams.
Was she beautiful?
People said so. I remember saying goodbye to her for the last time.
Oh, tell me about it, old friend.
There's not much to tell. It was at Victoria Station, just before the Battle of Mons. The troop trains were waiting, the bands playing, keep the home fires burning, and all around, mothers, wives, and sweethearts were weeping.
Oh, I can see it all. Go on.
I said, we may never meet again. She bit her lip. I held her in my arms. The whistle blew. I said, turn and walk away quickly. And don't look back.
And did she?
Straight through the barrier and onto the train.
She got onto the train?
Yes, yes. She was going to see her mother in Torquay.
Oh. Betty Henry, you never saw her again?
No, Bishop, no. Not until the wedding.
The wedding?
She married my best friend.
Oh, Henry, that can't have been easy for you.
No, Bishop. He took a lot of persuading.
Henry, this is not a very creditable story.
I know, Bishop. Still, all's fair in love and war.
It's the Dean, my lord. Oh. Will you see him?
The Dean? Are you sure?
Yes, I saw him coming up the drive.
Oh, really? I wonder he dare show his face after last night.
So do I, Bishop.
Oh, how unkind. How very unkind.
Unkind? What do you mean?
Well, I'm sorry, my lord, but I've listened to you all the morning, and I'm bound to say I think your attitude to the Dean and his party is, well, unchristian.
Unchristian?
No, my lord, hear me out, please. I know you don't like Dean very much.
You would say that again.
But he did ask you to his party, which was kind of him.
That is a matter of opinion.
And I believe if you think about it, my lord, you will see that it's your duty, your Christian duty, to be generous and make him feel it was a great success.
Well, of course, Newt, I mean, if you put it like
that. Well, I do, my lord, I really do, I do.
Oh, very well, Newt. Go and ask him in.
Oh, thank you, my lord, thank you very much. I knew you'd agree with me. My lord?
Well, what is it now?
Your bicarbonate of soda.
No. Oh, I suppose the boy's right, Henry. We can afford to be generous to the Dean about his party.
Oh, definitely, Bishop. Especially as he's never likely to give another.
Ah, come on in, Dean. I know the Bishop has something he's anxious to say to you.
Good morning, my lord. Archdeacon.
Morning, Dean. Hello, Dean.
No ill effects from your excesses last night, my lord.
Excesses? What excesses?
I noticed you tucking into the cream puff.
Really, Dean, I...
Not that I blame you, my lord. Grace prides herself on her shoe pastry.
Oh, is that what they're made of?
Well, my lord,
I'm a busy man. What is it you wish to say to me?
Oh, nothing in particular.
Oh, yes, you did, my lord. You know you did.
What? Oh, well, yes. It's just that the archdeacon and I feel you should be assured that your party went off all right.
I beg your pardon?
That it was a great success, Lord. A great success.
We think it was a success.
Indeed. Has anyone suggested it wasn't?
Of course it was a success. It was an immense success. I spent a great deal of time and money ensuring that it would be a success.
Oh, yes, well, I'm sure, Dean. I didn't mean to imply...
You did not, my lord, indeed. Because it was such a success, I have brought you this.
What is it?
It's an invitation to my party.
Good heavens, so it is. The one I gave in at the door last night. You brought it back as a memento.
And yours, Archdeacon?
Oh, thank you, Dean. I'll have it stuffed. Framed, that is.
You will see that I have altered the date.
The 21st.
Yes. But that's tonight.
Precisely, my lord. I am giving another party.
Tonight, but you can't.
Let me explain.
I think perhaps you'd better.
We heard this morning that my sister Hillary is arriving unexpectedly, and as our party last night was such a success, we have decided to ask everyone back tonight to welcome her.
I had no idea you had a sister, Dean.
She has been in Africa for many years.
Oh, is she a missionary?
No, she is the governor of a women's prison.
That follows. Wouldn't you prefer to keep it to yourself?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, you know, on that first night here, and think of the expense of another party.
There will be no expense. There is an abundance of surplus refreshment left from last night. All is arranged. I shall expect you at 7, and now I really must go.
Oh, what a pity, my lord. I just remembered I have an appointment tonight.
What have you, my lord? I thought you were free.
No, you remember. I've got that, meeting.
What meeting, my lord?
Well, I can't just remember what meeting it is, but I know that I have got to go to it.
Well, I am surprised, my lord, because I always pride myself that I carry all your appointments in my head.
Oh, never mind about that, Newt. It just shows we're all only human. Oh, such a shame, Dean, if only you'd give me a little more warning.
No, my lord, I was right. There's nothing in the diary. You are free tonight.
What? But I can't be. Are you sure?
Absolutely certain, my lord. I thought there was nothing in my head.
I know there's nothing in your head.
This is splendid. Now, what about you, Archdeacon?
Sorry, Dean. I know I can't come. The dilapidations board.
Oh, yes. Do you mean that special meeting the Chancellor called, Archdeacon?
Yes, 7 o'clock. You know about it.
Yes. He asked me to tell you. It's been postponed.
Oh. Now, what about you, Newt?
Well, Dean, it's heartbreaking, but I must disappoint you once.
Why? It can't be the boys' brigade again.
Aren't they, my lord?
Well, then.
No, it's the boys' guard.
What a shame. Still, we shall be thinking of you, Newt. Shan't we, my lord?
Yes, Newt, we shall. Every second of every minute of every hour. Ah, come on, Henry. Here's the deanery front door. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
That's what I'm afraid of, Bishop. You do it.
Oh, I can't, Henry. The prospect of being partnered with Miss Chaffer in that frightful game has temporarily paralyzed my knocking arm.
You won't get her again, Bishop.
Oh, don't you think so?
The odds are against it.
Oh, well, in that case...
You'll probably get the Dean's sister this time.
Henry, let's go home.
We daren't, Bishop.
Why not? We'll ring up and say that I've got a sore throat and you're nursing me.
They wouldn't believe it.
What about a death in the family?
No, do something.
I've got it. We've just remembered something's being delivered this evening and we've got to stay in to receive it. Come on.
Where are you going, my lord?
Going in? Oh, no, we were just...
Henry, tell the Dean where we were going.
To shut the gate.
But the gate is shut.
Is it?
You do surprise me.
We didn't notice.
Come in. Grace, my love, your guests have arrived.
Come in, Marlowe.
Come into the drawing room, my lord.
Oh, yes, Dean, yes. Oh, good great heavens, what's that?
What is what?
That gruesome object on the table.
Ah, that is a preserved African head my sister has brought home with her. A particularly fine example, don't you think?
The face is most lifelike, certainly.
Now, there you are, Archdeacon. Let me lead the way to the drawing room.
Thank you, Dean. Bishop, what's that thing? The Dean's sister's head. Gracious, who'd have thought it?
By the way, I hope you've remembered to retain your paper hat from last night.
No, Dean, where were you supposed to?
Well, I had hoped that in the interest of economy... No matter, here are two fresh ones.
Oh, thank you, Dean.
What's the matter?
It's another lady's bonnet, Dean.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They don't really suit me.
Please put it on at once. You must enjoy yourself. I insist you enjoy yourself.
Good evening, Mrs. Bukesley.
Good evening, my lord. Oh, Archdeacon, what a pretty hat.
How is Hilary getting on, my love?
She'll be down in a moment, Lionel. She's had her bath, and she's just going to put her face on.
Oh, shall I take it up to her?
Well, what are we all standing here for? Come into the drawing room.
Oh, we're the first, are we?
Yes, unfortunately, the party will be smaller than last night.
Canon and Mrs. Haywood won't be coming.
Oh, why not?
Mrs. Haywood telephoned to say the Canon has a sore throat and she's nursing him.
And, of course, the precentor can't come.
Oh, can't he?
Well, haven't you heard, Archdeacon? A death in the family.
Very sudden, I believe.
I bet it was. So, Reverend Potter and his sister will be here, won't they?
Well, as a matter of fact...
I suppose they've remembered something's being delivered and they've got to stay in.
So what makes you say that, Archdeacon?
Oh, just an educated guess.
Well, it's wrong. It's Miss Potter's birthday and they've arranged to go out.
We never thought of that one. Indeed, I'm very sorry to hear they've backed out. I mean, gone out. Such bad luck. Still, as you're not going to have a party, we'll be on our way. Come on, Henry.
Bravo, Bishop. Good night, Dean.
Stop! Of course there's going to be a party. Please stay where you are.
Oh, but you can't give a party with just us. It won't be any fun for you.
Oh, Lionel considers it a challenge. Mm. He says we must make the best of a bad job.
Yeah, besides, my lord, it will not be just you and the Archdeacon. You forget we have Hilary and Miss Chaffer.
Miss Chaffer?
Yes, here I am, Bishop. Ready for the play.
Oh, good evening, madam.
Enid has been here since 6:30.
Yes. Mark you, I nearly didn't come. Do you know, as I was leaving, I suddenly remembered that something was being delivered.
Oh, shouldn't you have stayed in?
No. I've left the key with a neighbor. You see, I didn't want to disappoint you, Bishop.
Yes, well, don't let's waste time chatting. We must begin to enjoy ourselves. Archdeacon, have some punch.
Punch? Oh, well, yes, I'm rather fond of punch.
How much would you like?
Well, Dean, that rather depends, doesn't it?
It depends on what?
Well, on what's in it.
In it? Barley water, lemonade, orange juice and tomato juice. I'd mix them all together. There you are.
I thought you said it was punch.
It is. Temperance punch. Drink up.
Couldn't I play a game instead?
Oh, yes. Let's play sweetheart. Do let's play sweetheart. It was such fun last night, wasn't it, Adam?
No. I can't possibly play that.
Oh, why not? A splendid game.
That's as may be, Dean. But in my position, I do not consider it at all suitable.
Oh, Adam, how could you?
But then may I ask, my lord, what game you are prepared to play?
If we must play games, Dean, I will play any game you like, but nothing will induce me to play sweetheart.
Lionel, my love. Here comes Hilary.
I'm sorry, I do hope I'm not late.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. We've been waiting.
Hello, everybody, I'm Hilary.
My lord, Archdeacon, my sister Hilary.
Impossible.
I beg your pardon, Archdeacon.
No, I think Henry means that there is no noticeable family likeness. Come and sit down on the sofa with me, my dear. I am the bishop.
Hello, Bishop. I've heard a lot about you from Lionel.
I hope it was all good.
Well, let's say that some of it was.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Archdeacon.
Oh, hello, Archdeacon. I've heard a lot about you, too.
Really? I must know about this. May I sit here on your elder side?
Yes, of course. There's room for three of us. Would you move up, Bishop?
Oh, look, tell me, my dear, how long are you staying? You must let me show you round.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I hear you're in the prison service.
Yes, Archdeacon, I am. Why? Are you interested?
Oh, rather. I was chaplain at Parkhurst.
Were you? That must have been interesting.
Oh, no, it was very dull, actually. Bishop.
Dull? Why was it dull?
Well, he was there at the wrong time.
Now then, come on. We can't have all this chatting. We must get on with the game.
Game? Mm. Oh, you're not playing games, surely, Lionel. I think I'd rather talk to the Archdeacon.
Oh, but you can't possibly do that. We're just about to play sweethearts. Aren't we, Dean?
No, my lord. You said nothing would induce you to play.
Did I? Oh, well, I've changed my mind. Now, Hilary, may I call you Hilary?
Please do, Bishop.
Cuthbert. Call me Cuthbert. Let me explain how to play. Now, the names of famous lovers are all put into this hat. And we all draw one, and then we take our partners and go out of the room together. Now, where's the hat?
Here, Bishop.
Thank you, madam. Now, Hilary, take one of these pieces of paper and we'll start the game.
But Bishop, she wants to talk to me.
Talk, Henry, talk. We can't talk at parties. We're here to enjoy ourselves. Now, come along, take a piece of paper.
A pink one?
In your case, most definitely. What have you drawn?
Juliet.
How very suitable.
Thank you, Archdeacon.
Now, Miss Chapman.
Oh, I wondered when you were going to ask me, Adam. Mm. Thank you.
Who are you, Edith? Tell us who you are.
Oh, what fun! I'm Eve again.
Oh, how extraordinary.
Isn't it? I wondered what you'll be, Bishop. Wouldn't it be fun if you drew Adam?
Wouldn't it, madam? You could see it. Dean? Yeah.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, my lord.
Now, who am I? Oh.
What's the matter, Grace?
I'm Eloise, Lionel.
Don't worry, my love. I'm Abelard.
Right. Now I will draw.
But, Bishop, it's my turn.
All in good time, Henry.
Remember, I'm Eve, Bishop.
I haven't forgotten, madam. Now, let's see.
But it's my turn, Bishop. I must protest.
Don't protest, Henry.
Oh, Adam. Mm.
Have this piece of paper, Henry.
You've just drawn that one.
Never mind. I'm giving it to you.
But I don't want it. You've looked at it.
Now, what's the matter, Henry? It's only a game. Mm. Now, Hilary, let me see what this paper says.
Yes, who are you?
Romeo, of course. Shall we go outside?
But, Bishop, it's not fair.
Yes, it is, Henry. All fair in love and war. Come on, my dear. Morning, Newt.
Oh, good morning, my lord. Here we are.
And what's this?
Bicarbonate of soda.
What's that for?
Mrs. Pugh Critchley's cream puff.
How unkind. How very unkind.
Unkind? But you said she put cement powder in with the pastry.
That remark, Newt, is not only unkind, it is unchristian.
But yesterday, you said...
Yesterday? Never mind about yesterday, Newt. Forget about yesterday. Yesterday was before...
Before what?
Before I realized that I like cream puffs. Come on. There's a lot to prepare.
Oh, yes, there certainly is, my lord. There's your report for the Finance Committee, your sermon for the ordinands, and another for special service at the...
Not that stuff, Luke. That can wait. We've got to prepare for a party.
What party?
Our party this evening, of course. I want you to organize the game.
Games? I thought you said you didn't like games, my lord.
Where on earth do you get that idea from, Luke? Now, we'll start with sweethearts, and then we'll go on to postman's knock. And what's that game where they put out all the lights?
Oh, but, my lord, I thought you said...
What is it?
Well, what sort of party is that? I mean, is it a large party?
Large? No. Small, informal party for a few close friends.
Well, who are you inviting?
The Dean, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, and Hilary. The Dean's sister. That's all.
Well, what about the Archdeacon?
Well, what about him?
Well, isn't he free?
I've no idea whether he is or not.
But aren't you even inviting him?
Well, of course not, Duke. I tell you, the party is only for a few close
Flynn. Now, I must go and talk to Mrs. Booth more about the menu. There's not a moment to lose.
Here.
Oh, don't worry, my lord. Everything's under control. Oh, what's the matter? Something wrong?
No, it's just as you put on your evening dress.
This? Oh, I thought I'd just change. People don't take enough trouble these days.
But I thought you said it was just an informal party for a few close friends.
Well, so it is. But I don't see why one's close friend shouldn't see one looking one's best.
But I've only got my own cassock on.
Oh, well, nobody will notice what you're wearing, do you? There they are. Now, let them in. And remember, you are to look after the Dean and Mrs. Pugh quickly, and I'll see to Hillary. I mean the Dean's sister.
Yes, my lord, but I do think you might tell me you were going to dress up. Oh, it's the Archdeacon, my lord.
Henry?
I thought you weren't asking him.
Well, I'm not. Get rid of him. Say, I'm busy.
Archdeacon?
Any note?
I'm afraid the bishop's busy.
Oh, I suppose he's with the archdeacon again, is he?
Yes.
Evening, bishop. My word, you look smart.
Yes, and so do you, Henry.
Oh, yes, archdeacon. You put your evening dress on as well.
Well, people don't take enough trouble these days. I'm looking forward to this evening.
Oh, are you, Henry?
Rather. I've thought of nothing else all day.
Oh, well, that's a pity, Henry, because I'm afraid there's been some mistake.
A mistake? You mean something's gone wrong, Bishop?
I'm afraid so, Henry. I don't like to have to say this, but frankly, you're not included among the guests.
Oh, it's all right, everybody. The door is open. Come along. Yes, my lord. Good evening.
Good evening, Dean.
Good evening, my lord.
Good evening, Mrs. Pugh Crisley. Newt, will you take the Dean and Mrs. Pugh Crisley into the study?
Yes, of course, my lord. Will you come this way?
Thank you, Newt.
Hello, Archdeacon. My word, you do look smashing.
Oh, do you really think so?
I certainly do. Do you often wear this?
No. I put it on specially for you. Here, Bishop, steady on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to push you out of the way, Henry, but I wanted to take this Pugh Critchley's coat.
Oh, I won't take it off, Bishop.
Not take it off? Why ever not?
Haven't you told the Bishop, Archdeacon?
No, I thought you would.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, Bishop. You see, the Archdeacon's invited me to have dinner with him.
Yes, just a tete-a-tete, you know.
But I've invited you to my party.
I know, but the Archdeacon asked me first.
First? When? I sent the invitations round at 8:45 this morning.
I know, but the Archdeacon asked me at 6:30 when he delivered the papers.
Half past six? The papers? Henry, is this true?
I'm afraid so, Bishop. The early worm catches the bird, you know.
Oh, Archdeacon, come on, let's go.
Oh, yes, rather. Good night, Bishop. Have a good party.
But Henry, you can't do this to me. It's not fair.
Oh, yes, it is, Bishop. Remember, all's fair in love and war. Come on, my dear.
Newt!
Come in, my lord. Here's your paper hat, my lord. Now, where's the Archdeacon and Mrs. Pugh Critchley?
Well, it seems they've remembered a previous engagement, Newt. We must cancel the party.
Cancel? But I prepared all the games.
Well, how can we play games with only one lady?
What is the holdup? We're waiting in the study.
Something's the matter, my lord.
Yes, madam, I'm afraid that you are the only lady guest.
Oh, that is no problem. Is it, my love?
No, Bishop. When Hillary told us she was going out with the Archdeacon this evening, I took the liberty of ringing a girl I know.
A girl? Oh, my dear lady, how very thoughtful of you.
Thank you, Bishop. Oh, here she is now.
Really? Let me see. Oh, no.
Bishop, you do look nice in that evening dress. Tell me, have you put it on specially for little me?
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Darren, Hillary Pugh Critchley, Naomi Chance, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson, Miss Chaplain, Nan Monroe. The Bishop Gives a Party was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Abbott. The program was produced by David Hatch.